Meanwhile, King Drupada is holding a Swayamvara for his daughter Draupadi. Drupada also has a son, whose name is Drishtadyumna. The Pandavas go to the Swayamvara, where Karna and Duryodhana are also in attendance. Krishna, an avatar of the god Vishnu, is also there, together with his brother Balarama. Krishna is the king of Dvaraka, and the leader of the Yadava people. Krishna recognizes that the Brahmins are actually the Pandavas in disguise. Arjuna is able to string the bow and hit the target, so he wins Draupadi as his bride. As usual, Kunti tells the brothers to share whatever they have acquired that day. This means the five brothers are going to share Draupadi as their wife. Drupada is stunned to find out that his daughter will have five husbands. Vyasa explains that Draupadi had also had five husbands in a previous lifetime, when she was a woman named Nalayani, married to a sage who slept with her in the guise of five different men. After her husband left her, she prayed to Ishvara, or Shiva, to have these five husbands back again. This prayer is answered in the lifetime of Draupadi, when she marries the five Pandava brothers.